Good morning. Although we don't have a quorum, time is fleeting. We're going to go ahead and get started and start to hear what we have in store for us for Duval as it relates to appropriations. I am State Representative Jones, delegation chair, and present today, you want to go ahead and call the roll?
Yep. Senator Bean?
Here.
Representative Atkins?
Here.
Representative Jones?
Here.
Representative Ray?
Here.
He's here.
All right. We'll go ahead and get started. And we did not do cards. So what I would ask is if we could just hear from those of you present what type of things you have so that we can be aware of them and make sure that we're keeping our eye on those dollars that we're hoping to receive in Jacksonville. So when you come up to the podium, if I could just have you to state your name and your organization, and we'll document that, and we'll go from there. So whoever would like to come up first, feel free. Since I do have one cup. Perfect.
Good morning.
Dr. Lee?
Good morning.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Robert Lee of Fresh Ministries, and good morning to all of you. I'm here again on behalf of Beaver Street Enterprise Center, with which I think all of us are familiar, and we're continuing our quest to find some dollars. As I think you also know, we've been funded by the state for the last 10 years. Last year, we were trying to get this over to TED, Tourism and Economic Development, where it belongs, and we were unable to do it. It got lost in the budget and was no longer had provision language for it, even over in DCF. We managed to get some mental health dollars out, but it really needs to get over to economic development. We've got Beaver Street 2, which I think is going to follow right on the heels of number one, which was number one enterprise development in the world a couple of years ago. And in the, with respect to jobs and economic impact, you know, over 2,000 new jobs and 300 million in economic impact, we can't afford to lose this, and we really need your support as we go forward. But thank you for your continued consideration of this and your help, and we'll be around to see you, and thank you very much. Have a great morning.
Dr. Lee?
Ma'am.
Which budget are you saying that it's currently in?
Well, we're still trying to find a home for it, I think. It was submitted by Representative Ray and Senator Bean, and we're still trying to find, get it into the budget.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's not here.
All right, so it's not currently in the budget yet. Okay.
And what's the dollar amount? Did I miss that?
Dr. Lee, can you tell us what the dollar amount is?
Yes.
It was not.
I'm sorry. It's 900,000. It's been 900,000 all these years, and actually, we're still asking 900,000, even though we've doubled the space.
Senator.
Thank you very much. We have a
if
budget.
You would just state your name, okay. I know we know who you are.
I'm Steve Wise, Jacksonville, Florida. And we're looking at the First Coast Maritime Academy, which is out of Mayport. And we have a budget of $364,200. It's in the budget in the Senate. It's not in the House yet, but we had a reply from the governor's office. And they asked us to put together a package for them, and we did that yesterday, finished it up yesterday and delivered it to them. And I think that things are working along. We just need to make sure the House has it in the budget. It's a great program. It's a starting salary for young people, predominantly black, is and most of them had an arrest record. to work on the ships, and the starting salary is $35 an hour, $54,000 a year as a minimum starting salary for them. This is a career, not a job, and we think that it's a great program. We've looked at it. It's not brand new. It's been around for a while, and they've just been funding by the owners of the group. They funded it themselves over all these years personally. So we're excited about where we are, especially with the governor's office calling us and asking us to put the documents together for him for yesterday. So that is done. So we'll see how it goes. We just need help in the House.
Senator, have you actually tapped a House member to submit anything?
Oh, yes.
Representative Ray did the thing for
the House, and he's very knowledgeable about the courts. And we think it's we have a great opportunity, and we just need the House to work on it a little bit.
And Senator Bean, are you
correct?
Okay, all right.
Thank you so much.
Next. Good morning, Janet Owen from University of North Florida. Excited about our project. This is our second year requesting funds for the Advanced Manufacturing and Materials Innovation project. And we are in the Senate budget. It would be wrapped up into specific appropriation line 142. So it is 1.855 is rolled up into our base budget in line 142 in the Senate. In the House, you can see that they are delineating the projects of the universities that are funded, and we are not included in the House budget. So we're a conference issue. Our original request is for $8 million, of which 5 is non-recurring and 3 is recurring. This project includes an incredible lab that would be outfitted with electron microscopes and other equipment. We would start a manufacturing engineering degree, both undergrad and master's. We would be one of 20 in the country and the only one in Florida. These folks start out undergrad at over $60,000 a year and $100,000 a year for master's level. This would be incredible. This would also allow a lot of K-12 outreach in the STEM areas, some great summer camps and other things like that. And we have some incredible private partners, Johnson & Johnson being one, already funded a 3D printing lab that is a part of this project as well. So if you haven't had one of our fun flyers, we have them for you. I know many of you have several in your offices.
You can never have enough of those things.
You know, Ryan, you all probably have received stacks of letters by either email or regular snail mail from folks that are supporting this. So they include like Shimadzu, which is a Columbia, Maryland company, Stellar, Tescan, Electron Microscope Company, Harris Corporation, Steinmark, Coastal Construction, Alden White, Saft, Batteries, Sutta, American Electrical, Coastal Engineering, tons. So we're really thrilled about the support. They are also writing and sending emails to the presiding officers and the governor for trying to veto-proof. The last thing that we are hopeful to get would be the last tranche of PICO money that funds the renovation of Skinner Jones Hall. And
before you go back, for the advanced manufacturing, so you need the 1.85 to show up in the House.
We're actually hoping for more.
Or you're looking for the $8 million.
Well, right. The $8 million was the request. Obviously, we'd like to get as close to that as possible. We have 1.855 in the Senate. So, obviously, we would like the House to pick this issue up, and we would like a sprinkling of more funds if possible.
Okay. Tell us about
those sprinkles. Yeah. So, our number one PICO project is the last tranche of funding for the renovation of Skinner Jones Hall. We believe we are a top priority on the list submitted by the Board of Governors because we've received $18,750,000, and the 11 is the final tranche to complete the project. So we're hopeful to get it, but we need that 11. And on our fund folder in the back, you'll see a rendering of the building, and that's where the manufacturing lab will go.
And who do you have shepherding these in the House and the Senate?
So, Representative Ray, who is apparently a champion for a lot of taxable projects, has submitted the form for us in the House, and Senator Audrey Gibson submitted the form for us in the Senate. And we are asking all of our delegation to sign on and support.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Anybody else? Yes, sir.
Good morning. Lane Smith, representing Mayo Clinic. Just first thanking Senator Bean and Representative Jones for their efforts to make sure that Mayo Clinic Cancer Center funding was included in the budget. It is and should not be a conference issue this year, so thank you very much for that work. We would ask that in the, it's not on this spreadsheet, but line item 471 is a research fund for Alzheimer's disease, the Edna Moore Grant Program. Mayo Clinic researchers traditionally have, in the 2 years the fund existed, have been the largest recipients of this fund award for the past 2 years. The Senate has $3 million in the budget. The House has $5 million. We would hope in conference to come closer to the House position. There's some amazing neuroscience going on in Jacksonville right now, and this is a tremendous help to our scientists. We'd also ask that as you look at LIP and DISH funding, the Senate's position is a little more favorable to us because it retains some money that we've been getting with GME, but we understand the complexities of balancing the needs of safety net hospitals and that. So if there's any way to come to the Senate position, we'd appreciate it, but priority has to be the safety net hospitals. So thank you very much.
How much is on the line in the Senate?
It's 1 point, for the GME, it's 1.7 in the formula. What they do in the Senate budget is they have a basically a floor for hospitals that traditionally receive this money. The House does not have that in the budget this year. And that's all part of the calculation of how the Senate is putting some extra money in to support LIP and DISH. Mm-hmm. So, thank you.
Okay. Anybody else?
Any mayors of beach towns? Oh, Carl, I didn't see you there.
He doesn't need any money. He just came over to spend some time.
I don't have any need for money, which is a good thing. I think most of you know Jackson Beach will be debt-free by 2020, so
awesome.
We're in pretty good shape. But I would like to take just a minute, if I could. Two of the bill sponsors are here, so it's kind of overplay, but I need to do it anyway. House Bill 1297 and Senate Bill 1652. Thank you, Representative Ray and Senator Bean, for supporting the legislation. Obviously, it's important to us in Jacksonville Beach as well, even though through the interlocal agreement of 68, our relationship with Jacksonville is that is our county. We share a millage rate connection with them, and we have our own police and fire departments. Our pensions are funded to 80-90%. So we're really kind of flapping in the wind over this, and would really appreciate your continued support for this legislation. It's going to be vital to us. And also I'd ask you please, Senate Bill 1220, which is the public records. We've had some issues in Jacksonville Beach where we've been stalked, if you will, by people who are out to make money through the legal system by asking our low-level employees for public record information. And that's an important legislation for us. It provides a 5-day in writing requirement prior to any legal action, and it also allows a judge to determine legal fees so that on these blatantly, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but the ones where they're coming after you for the money, this helps us. So appreciate your support. Thanks for all you do, and it's good to see you guys here in Tallahassee. Thanks.
Madam Chair, may I ask him a question?
Absolutely.
I don't know if y'all can hear me. And thank you for coming forward. Representative Atkins and I both represent Jacksonville and the beaches. We want this pension reform to pass. What do you think, and members, the current sales tax that's in force now, the beaches share in that sales tax. There's a formula, and you get a stream, as do all the cities in Jacksonville. With the new plan, that stream is not there.
Well, there's two ways to look at this, and you know, we're on the team,
and we want to do the right thing for our city and for our county. We're working with the city council to see if there's other ways that we can maybe be funded to a certain level to make up the difference. But more importantly, it's critical for us to support the initiative to get this problem under control, because quite frankly, it could bring us all down. And you know, we've worked really hard. As I mentioned, we're almost debt free. We funded our pensions appropriately, and we're at the mercy of the system, if you will. And you know, Mayor Curry was dealt a pretty lousy deck of cards, and I admire the fact that he's standing up to get this done, and we certainly stand in support to get it done as well, even if we couldn't work something out with Jacksonville. You know, the alternative, in one of the last meetings, the committee meetings, one of the representatives asked what Plan B and C was, and Mayor Curry kind of hemmed and hawed. Well, we all know what B and C are, and B and C, B is probably going to be a fairly substantial increase in ad valorem taxes, and C is probably going to be bankruptcy, which would probably double our ad valorem taxes. So the options are really, really not very favorable. And again, I think, you know, we're not asking the state for money. We're asking the state to allow us to help ourselves. And so your continued support, Senator and Representative Atkins, is critical. And my big concern is that if we get the legislation passed and it goes through to the referendum through the city council, that we're going to have a media issue, a marketing issue, to get everybody to really understand what it is, because most people are automatically no new taxes, no extension of taxes. And I don't think they really understand the seriousness in our community of this pension problem. And even in Jacksonville Beach, a lot of people think this isn't a Jacksonville Beach problem, it's a Jacksonville problem. Well, no, it's not. It's a Jacksonville Beach problem too. So we'll do what we need to do for the team. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Mayor, thank you so much for being here, Doug. Anybody else? Any of our members have any questions, anything you want to discuss before we close this out?
Okay.
We're good? All right. Thank you so much. We are adjourned.